Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a great day and a lot to celebrate here. So again, thanks for joining us here at Wadham Enterprises, right in my district in the heart of the great town of Cheektowaga. I want to start by recognizing a couple folks here from Wadham Enterprises. We have Tom Mulvaney, who is a corporate recruiting manager here at Wadham Enterprises, and Eric Klein, who is the terminal manager right here on Broadway. As you all know, we're in the middle of the holiday shopping season, and we're just coming off the heels of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, days in which revenue streams are through the roof with sales and deals. But this year, the supply chain crisis compounded the demand and costs that we typically see through the holiday rush. And there's many reasons for this issue, but it's in large part attributed to the pandemic shutdowns and increased demanding goods on a global scale. We can't get those goods from point A to point B if we don't have the truck drivers needed to transport these products. According to the American Transportation Research Institute, the trucking industry is responsible for 1 in 27 jobs here in the great state of New York. However, due to an aging workforce, there's an urgent and critical need for new drivers. It's becoming more difficult to recruit commercial drivers, and it's estimated in the industry that they'll need to hire another 1 million new drivers over the next 10 years just to keep pace with the current economy. And we also know that there's a similar need within the construction industry in terms of construction vehicles and machinery operators, and that need is only expected to grow, which is why we need to take strategic steps to address it. So we're here today with some exciting news. The governor just signed legislation that I sponsor that's going to allow 18 to 20 year olds under strict training and safety guidelines to obtain their CDL Class A driver's licenses here in New York, allowing them to drive tractor trailers and other large vehicles. Historically, New York only allowed for 18 to 20 year olds to obtain the CDL Class B driver's license to drive within state lines. However, these same drivers are ineligible to drive as a Class A driver until they're 21 years old. This legislation that we passed and that the governor signed into law creates a young adult commercial driver's license Class A program for 18 to 20 year olds here in New York, welcoming a new and eager group into the industry, and the timing could not be better. We know that the timing of the signing of this bill aligns with a progress at the federal level as well. The federal bipartisan infrastructure deal allows for 18 to 20 year olds to drive trucks across state lines, but requires enabling legislation at the state level to do so. So that means right here in New York State, we're actually ahead of the game. That is welcome news for the trucking industry, and it's welcome news for those that are shopping during this holiday season and into next year as we get our economy back on its feet. The trucking industry has been actively seeking to add to its workforce for years, and this is going to help them do just that, with a new young group of eager individuals ready to take part in the global economy and in the trucking industry. It's also welcome news for New Yorkers as a whole, because ultimately it should mean quicker and easier access to the products and goods that they want, a new good-paying job for young people, and to stimulate our economy here once again. I'm absolutely thrilled that Governor Hochul signed this legislation into law. I want to thank my colleague in the Assembly, Assemblywoman Donna Lupardo, who carried this bill on the Assembly side. And as chair of the Senate's Transportation Committee, I continue to believe that we need to think big when it comes to transportation needs, not only here in Western New York, but all across New York State. This is an example of that broader vision. And as I mentioned, here at Wadham Enterprises, which is a family-owned business and a family-owned trucking company that's been around for 72 years and counting, this is absolutely helpful to what they do here on a daily basis. So they're going to directly benefit from that. And for more on how this is going to impact Wadham Enterprises and the local and statewide workforce and the trucking industry as a whole, I'd like to welcome up Tom Mulvaney. Tom?
Thank you.
Yep. Great. Well, thank you this morning. Speaking for Wadham Enterprises, we're honored that the event was held here at our Cheektowaga location. Senator, on behalf of the Trucking Association of New York and the many carriers across New York State, thank you for your great foresight and leadership in sponsoring this legislation. I also want to thank your colleagues in Albany for their support, and of course, Governor Hochul for her signature 2 weeks ago. As you probably are all aware, our industry is facing a shortage of 80,000 professional drivers. Limiting the eligibility of a Class A license to age 21 is one of the top contributors. Recruiting students, and I'm a recruiter so I know this quite well, recruiting them to consider a career as a professional driver was almost impossible. They often found different careers and were lost to our industry. This will now give the likes of me across New York State the ability to go to community colleges, high schools, BOCES programs, as well as tech schools, offering a long-standing, rewarding career. Keep in mind, these are well-paying, family supporting careers that will often advance over the years into positions in management. With safety always of utmost importance, included in this legislation are rigorous training requirements to ensure younger drivers are both qualified and capable of operating a commercial vehicle safely. As the Senator spoke to, the timing is also important. With the recent passage of the Federal Infrastructure Bill, the pilot program to allow 18-year-olds to travel interstate will be implemented. Now that New York allows 18-year-olds to drive, New York State companies can now participate. Without this legislation, we would have been excluded. I'm going to close with the same way I started, by thanking Senator Kennedy for his continued support of our industry. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Before I open it up to questions, I just want to say again, thank Tom, thank Eric for their leadership and here at Wadham Enterprises. You know, it was just a couple of years ago that I came here. We talked about initiatives that are important to the trucking industry, and this was actually a product of not only conversations that we had here at Wadham Enterprises and across the state with businesses small and large like they have here in Cheektowaga, but with our friends in organized labor, the Teamsters were part and parcel of this as well. But if you think about this legislation, you think of what it does, it actually gets young people into a new career path. It gives opportunity for 18 to 20-year-olds to enter into a career in the trucking industry where they may look elsewhere to find a job. Now, what we are saying here in the state of New York is that there is a job for you. If you're 18 to 20-year-old and you want to go to work and you want to work in the trucking industry, which employs millions of people across not only New York but across the United States, there's an opportunity for you. You don't have to wait till you're 21 years old to drive. And it's a very lucrative industry with over $13 billion to the trucking industry here in New York State. So the earlier that we can get individuals into a new career path, especially those that want to get into the hustle and bustle of the trucking industry, where there is not only a job but a lucrative job and career for them, the better. So we're excited about this legislation getting passed and signed into law by Governor Hochul, and look forward to seeing opportunities for young people here in New York where that didn't happen in the past. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions you may have. Well, I think what we're looking to do is get the ball rolling here. The fact that this legislation was passed and signed into law a couple of weeks ago is really going to open up the gate for those young people to a new career path. So we're getting the ball rolling. I think the fact that you're here today, getting the word out there that there's opportunity for young people here in New York State, where this opportunity doesn't exist in other states, and where our legislation is directly in line with the federal bipartisan infrastructure bill, the Biden Build Back Better legislation. We're excited about that here in New York. And again, this legislation was begun by small businesses and the workforce that demanded that there are career paths initiated from 18 to 20 years old, rather than having to wait until an individual is 21.
Tim, how long would it actually take for an 18-year-old to get in the training program and get licensed? I guess what I'm asking is, could somebody technically get licensed before Christmas and start making
it? That's a great question. I'll let Tom speak to some of the specifics of that particular process. But what I will tell you is, in addition to what an individual would go through as a part of the licensure, drug testing, driver testing, CDL, Class B license, there is an additional 300 hours of immediate supervised driving that these truckers will have to go through before they get that Class A driver's license as a youthful 18 to 20-year-old driver. But as far as the timing goes in that particular process, I'm going to ask Tom Mulvaney to speak to that, because that's what he does. Tom?
Yes, the process would start obviously a couple different ways. Many companies like ourselves, we have an in-house training program where they could come and interview, apply for the job, and start a training program to get their CDL. And then, as the senator spoke to, they'd have to go through a 300-hour process. Other ways they could get it, there are CDL schools. I know there's some here in Buffalo and across the state, where they could go and get their CDL license, then go and find, you know, be hired somewhere and begin the 300-hour process. To answer your question, it probably would take a good 2 to 3 months. But again, we want to make sure it's done properly and safely. The biggest impact probably, yes, yes. Well, as I mentioned, you know, nationwide we're 80,000 short. Personally speaking, I could use 90 today, just in our Northeast network. Everyone's in the same boat. It's critical. We've been short drivers for a few years, but it's been really critical in the last couple years. But you know, this is going to help us tremendously. This is a big day for our industry in here in New York State, and you know, being the recruiting manager, I can't wait to get out there and start talking to these young men and women. So, okay, great question. Today, you're probably looking between $60,000 and $70,000 as an average. So, yep.
What would more drivers potentially do for the price of goods? I mean, you know, you've seen a lot of the prices go up with this.
Good question. Well, when competition is there, you know, you can control pricing of movements, and you know, we're all, like I say, we're all in the same boat. Everyone wants to move as much as we can. I really probably would have to refer to the shipping side of things for to answer that correctly. But you know, our pricing is based on competition and such. So
hypothetically,
if
you could move
for
the
price. Yes. Yep. Okay. I'll let the senator speak to that.
This is specifically for CDL Class A licenses. So as far as driving a bus or shipping with hazardous materials, there are still going to be stipulations on being 21 years of age or older. But as far as getting through the training and getting that Class A license to join the hustle and bustle of the truck driving industry, there is a career path to follow with this legislation that will get a more youthful workforce into action.
Is it safe? I don't know if I would have trusted being 18.
I'm sorry?
Is it safe? I don't know if I would have trusted being 18 behind the wheel.
Well, that's just you, Ryan. No. That's a great question. That's why, look at 18 to 20 years old, they're old enough to go off to war. They're old enough to be trusted in society with holding very strong jobs and being a part of our society and our economy. There's absolutely a place for 18 to 20 year olds in the truck driving industry, and we want to make sure that opportunity is allowed here in New York State, and this legislation will do just that. It'll open up new career paths, and it will certainly allow for individuals to attain good paying, lucrative jobs and start a new career in an industry that is ripe for new people to be joining the trucking industry. I want to say this too. You know, you talk about the shipping of goods. Right now, there is an international issue at our ports all across the globe. We're dealing with it here in the United States. We're seeing on a national level the ports that are all backed up. There is certainly a part of that due to the tens of thousands of truck drivers that we are short in moving goods at a slower pace than we would be if there was a saturation of truck drivers. So this is going to help to saturate that market. We expect the ports to actually be alleviated over many months, potentially years, 1, 2, 3 years it's being forecast. So the more truck drivers we can get into action, especially at a younger age, the faster we're going to be able to alleviate those ports and ship goods across the country and across the globe. Don, you want to speak to that?
Sure. Thank you. In this area, I know of two offhand. There could be more. There's also BOCES programs that some of them offer a CDL program. In the past, it's been adult education. We can now change that moving forward. And basically, as I mentioned, they can go to those schools. They cost money, but they can get their CDL through them and then be able to go apply and get a job for the additional training. Or there are trucking companies like ourselves that have their own in-house training, be hired ahead of time, start the training for the CDL, and then begin the 300-hour training.
Is there financial aid available?
Yes, there is, and the schools would help tremendously with that for them and get them off with the paperwork. There's grants, financial aid, very much so available.
So just to clarify, the CDLA will allow these younger drivers to travel across state borders, or is this specifically?
Presently, I don't know if
I can speak to
that.
It's a great question. Up until now, the federal government disallowed the young drivers between 18 and 20 years old to cross state lines. The bipartisan infrastructure bill actually included legislation that will allow for these youthful Class A licensed drivers to cross state lines only with enabling legislation from the state. So the fact that New York State has already passed this legislation and signed it into law makes us arguably the first and only state in the nation to have done so thus far. And we're very proud of that. So there's an opportunity for youthful drivers here in New York where there may not be that opportunity across the nation at this moment, but we expect that to be rectified nationally probably sooner rather than later. I just want to go back to that question you had asked, Ryan, because I think it's very important. You know, young adults serve a very important part of our community, and we trust them to vote. We trust them to serve in our military. We trust them to work in our community. This is a perfect opportunity for individuals to start a new career path, and again, a very lucrative one at that. So we're excited about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.